In this video, I'm going to show you how to get started with Google Workspace Studio to create workflows that automate repetitive tasks for you. We'll cover three different ways you can create workflows, and we'll start with creating a flow by describing it. This way, you tell Gemini what you want to automate, and it will build the flow for you. Access the Workspace Studio Discover page by either typing the URL in your browser or via the Studio icon in Gmail. Describe the automation you want in plain language. An example of that would be, notify me when my manager, Anne@wsplatform.dev, sends me an email. Workspace Studio will create a flow for you, which you can review. You can edit, delete, reorder, and add more steps to the flow as needed. In the flow editor, you see the steps in the left panel, while the right panel shows the setup options for the selected step. The first step is the starter, which sets what starts a run of the flow. In this case, the starter step is when I get an email. The consecutive steps represent the actions the flow will perform when it runs. Once your flow is configured, you can test it. For this specific flow, we select an email from our inbox that will be used for the test run. A test run does real actions. For example, it sends notifications, changes docs, and more. Great, the flow ran successfully, and you can now turn it on. Your workflow is now active and ready to work. The next time your manager sends you an email, the flow will start running. Next, we'll use a template, a pre-built flow designed for a common use case. On the Discover page, you will see a list of pre-built workflow templates. Templates are set up with the steps and prompts needed to complete the task. Some templates are ready to go, but others you need to fill in some information before they'll work. Select the template you want to use. You can customize the starter as needed. Next, you can customize the steps. As you can see, the step, Ask Gemini, already contains a predefined prompt that makes use of a variable. Variables are placeholders for information, from starters and steps that can be used to pass information to later steps. For this template, the variable is the start time created by the starter. The final step, Notify Me in Chat, makes use of a variable to send the content generated by Gemini to the flow owner. At this point, you can add more steps to further customize your flow. After doing a test run, we're going to turn this flow on, which will run every weekday at 9 a.m. Lastly, we're going to build a flow from scratch. This approach gives you complete control to create a fully custom workflow. On the Workspace Studio Discover page, click the New Flow button. Choose and configure a starter to launch your flow. Next, select the step to add an action. As you go between steps, you might see a red warning dot on a step in the left panel. That dot indicates that the step is missing required information. We see that we need to define the message in the Notify Me in Chat step. We select the summary of unread email variables as the message we want to receive. I recommend you name the flow. Once the steps are all set up, you can test and then turn on the flow. Want to learn more about Workspace Studio? Then check out more resources and documentation linked in the description of this video. Also, subscribe to this YouTube channel for more such tutorial videos.